بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر. صدق الله العظيم. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من أيام أعلم عند الله سبحانه ولا أعمل إليه ولا أحب إليه العمل فيهن من هذه الأيام العشر، فأكثروا فيهن من التهليل والتكبير والتحميد. رواه الطبراني. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the sustainer, who is the nourisher, and who is the controller of the entire universe. Peace and salutation be upon Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we should all thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us this great gift of Iman. For granting us this great gift of Iman, the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we know, this gift of Iman is, in other words, it's the key for Jannah. Then again, we should all thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making us amongst the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we know, it has been said, Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is afdalun nas. He is the best among the mankind. He is the best among the mankind. So we should all thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making us among the followers of the best of the mankind. Nevertheless, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, regards to the months in a year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, He has made, and He has divided and separated into 12 parts. If we turn and look into the English calendar, we all know the first month is called the month of January. Then we turn into the second month, it is called the month of February. Then it goes on. Currently, we are in the ninth month, which is in the English calendar, which is called the month of September. Likewise, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created, He divided, He separated 12 months in the English calendar. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divided and separated 12 months in a Hijri lunar calendar, which is called an Arabic calendar, for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly says in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ. For which Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, the numbers of the months according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are 12, a 12 month. A month, there are 12 months in consisting a year. Among these 12 months are 4 months for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sanctified, for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it sacred month, for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it a holy month. Those months are: number 1, Dhul Qa'dah. which we are currently in the last day of this month. The second month is Dhul-Hijjah, which is to be commencing from tomorrow. The third one is Muharram, and the fourth month is Rajab. Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding to the month in the year, he has been said that As-sanatu isna ashara shahran, arba'atun hurum, thalathatu mitwaliyatin. Dhul-Qa'dah wa Dhul-Hijjah wa Muharram wa Rajab. Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, there are 12 months which consist a year. Among those 12 months are 4 months which is holy, which is sacred to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And 3 months among those 4 are in sequence. What are those? The month which is the current month, the month of Dhul-Qa'dah, then the month which is going to commence from tomorrow, which is Dhul-Hijjah and Muharram. These 3 months are in sequence. And the fourth month is the month of Rajab. My dear respected elders and brothers, if we have to look and ponder into the Islamic calendar, we will come to know the first month in the Islamic calendar is called the month of Muharram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like I said in the starting, He created the Arabic calendar plus He created the English calendar. The amazing strange part between the two calendars is in the Arabic calendar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept a special fazilat, a special virtue for each and every individual month. Likewise, if you have to turn to the first month in the Arabic calendar, which is the month of Muharram. This month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept many specialities, many virtues. As we know, the first virtue is when Allah Ta'ala created 12 months, He made 4 months sacred and 4 months holy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And among those 4 months is the first month, which is the month of Muharram. The second speciality in this month, it is on the 10th day of this month of Muharram, which is called the month of Al-Ashura. If you have to look the reasoning why was it called Al-Ashura, once Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was migrating to Madinatul Munawwara. He came across some of the Jews of Medina. Once he spoke to the Jews of Medina, they replied to Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, today is the 10th of Muharram which we fast. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam required, why was this fast? What's the speciality? So the Jews of Medina said, the speciality on this day is Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and his companions crossed the Red Sea on this very same day. Also, when he crossed the Red Sea, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drowned the tyrant Fir'aun in this very same day. So as a remarkable day, these people used to fast on this day. So Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requested the Muslims also to fast on this day. And he replied to the Jews of Medina, he said, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam is more closer and is more related to us than you. So we'll also keep fast on this day. So the second speciality in this month of Muharram is to fast on the 10th day, which is called Al-Ashura. Likewise, my dear respected brothers in Islam, if we have to turn into the second month in the Islamic calendar, the second month in the Islamic calendar is called the month of Safar. This month, the speciality which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept is He prohibited battles to be take place in this month. Likewise, if we turn into the third month in the Islamic calendar, which is the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, which is a month which has a significant, which is so special because of the birth of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in this month. The third month in the Islamic calendar, which is called the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. Since Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born in this month, since we know Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is afdalun nas, the best of creation, the best of creation was born in this month, this whole month was a speciality. Not only he was born in this month, the second speciality, he left this dunya, he left this world on this same month of Rabi'ul Awwal. My dear respected brothers in Islam, likewise if we have to turn into the seventh month in the Islamic calendar, the seventh month in the Islamic calendar, which is the month of Rajab. In this month, the speciality which Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a remarkable event in his whole life. His whole life, his 63 years life, he had a remarkable event which was commenced in this month on the 27th night. The 27th night is called the night of Mi'raj. Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he left Makkah al-Mukarramah to Masjid al-Aqsa, and from Masjid al-Aqsa he was raised into the heavens. The reason for this suffer, for reason for this traveling for Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he intended to speak with the Afzalun Nas. He intended to speak to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam personally. So if I have to elaborate this safar of Mi'raj, Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he traveled from Medina, he traveled from Makkah to Masjid al-Aqsa in a buraq. This buraq was a special kind of animal. It was white. The commentators of Ahadith, they write, it was white in color. It was not longer than a donkey, and it was not smaller than a mule. It was a special animal which was granted to for the safar of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to meet and speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear respected brothers in Islam, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam says, I took Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Masjid al-Aqsa to the heavens. And when it came to a point where even I didn't have the permission to be with Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah ta'ala intended to speak to him. That point where Allah ta'ala intended to speak to him, even Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, the angel did not have permission. Nevertheless, my dear respected brothers in Islam, it is Allah Ta'ala beautifully says in Surah Bani Israel, he starts the Surah saying, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى الَّذِي بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ لِنُرِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا. Allah Ta'ala beautifully says that we made Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to travel from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Masjid al-Aqsa, and we raised Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Masjid al-Aqsa to the heavens for the sole intention just to speak to him. Nevertheless, my dear respected brothers in Islam, in the month, the seventh month of Rajab, the speciality is the 27th night, which is called the Laylatul Mi'raj. For this very same reason, some of our people, they used to celebrate this night saying Laylatul Mi'raj. If you have to turn and look into the eighth month in the Islamic calendar, which is the month of Sha'ban, which is 1 month prior to Ramadan. My dear respected brothers in Islam, if we have to look the speciality, the extra special fazilat in this month, it was that Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to frequently fast in this month. Nabi sallallahu alayhi. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast every day in this month. It has been narrated from one of the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha reports that she once asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what's the reason behind that I see you that you fast every day in this month? Is it so special? Do you love this fast more than the other fast? Do you love this fast more than the other fast? Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calmly he replied to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. He said, "Oh Aisha, the prescribed list of those people whose lives to be taken this year. In other words, those people who are to give death has been prescribed in this month. So I would like to fast every day. So in case if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to intend to take my soul, I'll be in the state of fasting. I'll be in the state of fast." So the speciality in the 8th month, the month of Sha'ban, is not to fast the whole month, to try to fast the whole month. Likewise, if we turn into the 9th month in the Islamic calendar, my dear respected brothers in Islam, the 9th month in the Islamic calendar is one of the special months from all the months. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved this month from all the months. One of the great imams, we have heard this many a time. One of the great imams says, and he combines Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love to Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam. He says, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam has 12 children. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also created 12 months. Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam had 12 children, and from all the 12 children, he only loved mostly Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. Likewise, Allah Ta'ala created 12 months in the Arabic calendar, and Allah Ta'ala has kept and liked the special month of Ramadan, which is the 9th month in the Islamic calendar. My dear respected brothers in Islam, if we have to elaborate and if we have to look into the speciality, the special fazilat in this month, it is numerous. It is phenomenal. My dear respected brothers in Islam, the Qur'an-e Kareem was revealed to Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this very same month. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. It was revealed in this very same month, for which they even say the month of Ramadan is the month of Qur'an. The first speciality, the divine book, the Qur'an-e Kareem, the guidance was revealed to Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through Hazrat Jibrahil alayhi salatu wa salam on this very same month, which is the month of Ramadan. If you look into the second speciality, it was asked Hazrat Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu. It was asked by Hazrat Zayd, "Ya Zayd, how many battles did Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam take part in?" Hazrat Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu replied, "He took part in 19 battles." Then it was asked again by Hazrat Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu, that how many battles did you take part amongst those 19? Then he replied, "I took part 17 battles with Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amongst those 19. Then it was asked again by Hazrat Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu, that "Ya Zayd, what is the first battle in Islam?" Hazrat Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu replied, "The first battle in Islam was the battle Al-Usayrah." If you have to browse into the books of Ahadith, or if you have to browse into the books of Tafsir, we will come to know this word, specific word Al-Usayrah. It means to the battle of Badr. Nevertheless, my dear respected brothers in Islam, this first battle, which was the battle of Badr, the victory of this battle was given to the Muslims on this very same month, which is the 17th day of this month. My dear respected brothers in Islam, this is the second speciality. The third speciality, Allah Ta'ala loves this month so much that Allah Ta'ala divided this month into three parts. The first 10 days, which is called the mercy, rahmah. Allah Ta'ala's rahmah descends in this, the first 10 days. Then Allah Ta'ala divides the second 10 days for maghfirah. Then the last 10 days, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala divided for tawbah. Allah Ta'ala loves this month of Ramadan. Nevertheless, my dear respected brothers in Islam, if we have to turn and look into the 10th month in the Islamic calendar, the month of the Ramadan, it is called the month of Shawwal. They have two specialities in this month. Number one speciality, after fasting 29 days or after fasting 30 days, the Eid al-Fitr is in the first day of this month. The Eid al-Fitr is upon the first day of this month of Shawwal. The first speciality is the Eid. The second speciality in this month, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that person who fasts six fasts of Shawwal, he will get the reward of fasting an entire year. So the second speciality is to fast 6 days in Shawwal, which is called the sixth fast of Shawwal. Likewise, my dear respected brothers in Islam, if we have to look into the 11th month in the Islamic calendar, which is the current month, Dhul Qa'dah, and we are in the last day of this month. If we turn and look into the last month in the Islamic calendar, the last month in the Islamic calendar, it is the month of Dhul Hijjah. It is the month of Hajj, which is just to commence tomorrow. My dear respected brothers in Islam, like I told you all, from all the 12 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the month of Ramadan. If we compare it and look into the days, what are the days of the whole year which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves? It's the day of the Dhul Hijjah. It is the days of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. If we turn and look into the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Fajr, He takes the oath by the dawn, wal fajr, walayalin ashr. By the oath of the night, by the oath of the 10 nights. So all the commentators of the Quran are unanimous that in this point, that this word walayalin ashr refers to the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves these days amongst all the days of the year. Like I said, in month is the month of Ramadan. If we turn into days, it's the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. My dear respected brothers in Islam, if we have to turn and look into the fazilat, if we have to turn and look into the virtues of this month, it is phenomenal. My dear respected brothers in Islam, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, regarding fasting in this first 10 days, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that person who fasts the first 10 days, or who fasts one day in this Dhul Hijjah among the first 10 days, each day the reward is fasting for a year. Let me just take you back to the 10th month of Shawwal, just after Ramadan. The second fazilat, the second speciality is that you fast the 6th fast of Shawwal, for which you get the reward of fasting for 1 year. When we look into the days of Dhul Hijjah, every day fast is equal to 1 year. My dear respected brothers in Islam, it is that we do not want, do we want this 10 years of fast to fast the 10 days, or do we have to leave it? it is up to us to look into the child. My dear respected brothers in Islam, this is regarding the day, regarding the past. If you have to look into the night of this first 10 days, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly says in the hadith, each and every night is equal to Laylatul Qadr. If we turn into the ninth month in the Islamic calendar, which is the month of Ramadan, we know there is a Laylatul Qadr in the last portion of the month, which is the last 10 days. But we do not know which day is that day. We do not know is it the 27th night or the 23rd night or the 21st night. But here Allah, here Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly mentions in the hadith, that person who does a'mal, who does acts of worship, in the night of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, he gets the reward of Laylatul Qadr for each and every day. 10 days the reward of Laylatul Qadr. What else do we need, my dear respected brothers in Islam? The day is clear, the night is clear. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has kept such acts in this month, in these first 10 days, which cannot be performed or which cannot be done in any other day in the year. Such acts are, number one is Al-Hajj. The Amal of Hajj, the acts of Hajj, this act only can be performed in this first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, which cannot be performed in any other day. That is why Ibn al-Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullah beautifully states in his book, he says, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes this first 10 days from all the days of the month, is that there are four a'mal in this first 10 days. The first, the a'mal which we can practice, is the a'mal of fasting. The second a'mal which we could practice is the a'mal of reading salah. The third amal which we could practice of giving zakat. And the fourth amal is to perform Hajj. If you compare the other 11 months in the year, we will never be able to perform the amal of Hajj. For this very reason, Allah Ta'ala loves these days of Dhul Hijjah. My dear respected brothers in Islam, we spoke about the days, about the fast, about the night. There is a special day in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, which is called the Yawmul Arafah, which is called the ninth day of the Dhul Hijjah. If the Amal of Hajj should be performed by somebody, if by anybody, he has to be in Arafah, in the plains of Arafah, from Zuhar Salah, at least even for 1 minute. So therefore his Hajj could be completed. So if somebody has to fast in this day, like I told you in the starting, each and every day is fast is equal to 1 year. But if somebody has to fast in this day of Yawm al-Arafah, he gets the reward of 1 year's fast plus Nabi Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly mentions in the hadith and says that Allah Ta'ala is willing to forgive 1 year's prior sins of that person and 1 year's future sins of that person. Let me make it clear to you all, when I say Allah Ta'ala is willing to forgive every sin, this is referred to the minor sin. It is not referred to the major sin. Major sins can be only forgiven by Tawbah. Unless Tawbah, your major sins will not be forgiven. So when the Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remarks in the hadith saying that 1 year, the prior, 1 year prior, all his sins will be forgiven, and 1 year of the future, all his sins will be forgiven, that is to the minor sin. My dear respected brothers in Islam, the first amal which we can't perform in other months is the amal of Hajj. The second amal in this which we can't perform in the other months is the amal of Qurbani. If we have to look into this word qurbani, it's derived from the word qurban. If you still look into this word qurban, it's derived from the word qurb. Qurb means to become closer, to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we all know the famous story of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah ta'ala wanted Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam more closer. So once Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, he saw in his dream that he was slaughtering, he was sacrificing his son Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam. As we know, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam is a true prophet, so the dream is also true. So nevertheless, he looked at Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam, his son, and he said to him, Ya Bunayya, inni ara fil manami anni azbahuka fanzur maza tara. He said, O my beloved son, I have seen you in my dream. Inni ara fil manami anni azbahuka. Said, indeed I am sacrificing you. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. So what do you think regarding this? What do you think about this matter? Like I told you in the starting, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was a friend of Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was a friend of Allah, as his son also was the father. The father was the wali of Allah, so what we expect by the son? Look at his jawab, look at his response. He said to his father, Ya Abati, if'al ma tu'mar. O my beloved father, do what you have been commanded to do in the dream. Satajiduni insha'Allah min al-sabirin. That indeed you will find me among those who make patience, among those who are patient. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam said to Ismail alayhi salam that I saw you in a dream, it was not that when Ismail alayhi salam should reject that, no, you don't slaughter me, that Ibrahim alayhi salam wasn't to sacrifice his son. It is written in the book, it is written by Mufti Taqi Osmani Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya. It says it was just to give him the interpretation of the dream. Other than that, he didn't have any other reason behind Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. And look at his son Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam. He did not say to his father, Oh my father, you are asking that I should be sacrificed by you. No. What did he say? If'al ma tu'mar. Do what you have been commanded to do. This was the son of a wali. My dear respected brothers in Islam, nevertheless, this act of worship, this act of qurbani could only be done in these days. It could be done in the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, or it could be done in the 11th or the 12th of Dhul Hijjah. In these 3 days, this amal could not be performed in any other month. My dear respected brothers in Islam, as we know, tomorrow is the first day of Dhul Hijjah. Tomorrow is the last month in the Islamic calendar is commencing. My dear respected brothers in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the capability to utilize this month in the correct manner. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.